which means that there is going to be public comment beginning at 6:30, right?
Yeah, 6:30 there'll be public comment, and then we'll carry on from there.
Yeah, so folks have a chance to address the council. They can't really answer back, but you can let them know your concerns on whatever's happening in your neighborhood or what you think should be.
Sure, you can comment on anything but what's on the agenda.
Okay.
You know, so.
All right. On tonight, tonight's meeting starting at 7 o'clock. Anything significant in your mayor's comments?
There'll be some service awards. I haven't got them yet.
Okay.
I'll get them this afternoon. So.
You do have three public hearings on the agenda. A couple are for liquor licenses, but item number four is Ordinance 5747, conditionally approving zoning change from R1 to R2 out in a property that's being developed out in Washington Heights, right?
Yep, correct. This is going to be for some duplexes and some single-family homes, so we definitely need that.
Yeah, for sure. On the consent agenda, quite a few items. You got quite a few bit on this agenda, actually.
This is
overall.
A big agenda. It's about 37 items. So.
Yeah, item 13 on the consent agenda is Resolution 2026-156, authorizing you, the mayor, to sign the 5311 program agreement between the City of Fremont, a Fremont Transit Program, and the State of Nebraska Department of Transportation.
Yeah, so this is for the Fremont Transit Program.
Okay.
So, you know, we're awarded some reimbursement for that. Looks like the federal level will handle $134,000, states $42,000, city local matches $42,000. It's a totaling of a $219,000 transit program. So.
Good deal. That's good to see monies being applied to that so we don't have to pay the whole thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, that would be hard to do.
Yeah. And that was one of the issues in the past, was trying to keep that transit program going. So with the funding, that definitely helps. Item 16 is Resolution 2026-160, authorizing the mayor to execute two wireline crossing agreements with Union Pacific for new electric distribution feeds.
Yeah, so they're putting a transit line across there. I didn't realize that you had to have working commitments with the railroad when you cross their tracks. I found that to be interesting, and so they'll be putting new wires across the tracks there, so they're gonna have to work with the Union Pacific to complete that.
I suppose they have their requirements for height and durability and such, right?
Yep, and it'll be the same as the Viaduct project. North 77 will be
have to do the same thing
with Burlington. So
okay. On the consent agenda, item 25 is Resolution 2026-171, authorizing you, the mayor, to sign the co-responder agreement with Lutheran Family Services for services from July of this year to September of next year in the amount of $57,406.
Yeah, so the Fremont Police uses this as a mental health support. So we're just renewing that.
Good deal. I think it's an important part of the police department, isn't it?
Sure. It's a very important tool for mental health. You don't know who you're dealing with, and you want to deal with them appropriately. So,
item 27 is Resolution 2026-173, authorizing the mayor to sign the pavement preservation services agreement with Pro Seal in the amount of $99,000, or just over $99,000.
Yeah. So more street work.
Good.
As we need. This is for a sealing point, and the areas that were selected were 16th Street from Colson to Nye, Military Avenue from Bell Street to Claremar, Bell Street from Linden to 23rd Street, and Clarkson from 6th Street to 22nd. So
you didn't get my request for my street?
No, not yet.
What? That'll definitely be good. That's always to keep that stuff in tip-top shape. Item 28 is Resolution 2026-175, authorizing you, the mayor, to sign the purchase agreement with Waste Connections for the sale of city equipment at the current waste transfer station in the amount of $82,000. Is that right?
Yes. Basically, we're selling them the equipment.
Oh, okay.
So that's about how that goes. That's really the crux of it. We're just selling them the equipment.
Okay.
Until we get the new contract negotiated, that store.
Okay, okay. New business, there's quite a few items. 3, 6, looks like 9 items on the new business side. Yep. And item 29 is resolution 2026-146, awarding a local option economic development fund award to Fremont Area Habitat for Humanity in the amount of $475,000.
Yeah, so this is a project, I believe, over by the Pierce Street area.
Okay.
For approximately 20 homes, and this gives Habitat the chance to buy the property and start redeveloping it.
So nice, nice.
It's it's important to get some of our housing going again, and this is a step to go that way with it.
Okay. Item 36 is Ordinance 5748, amending Chapter 4 and 14 of the Municipal Code as it relates to garbage hauling and occupation taxes on haulers. And this will be a first reading, right?
Yeah. So in negotiations with Waste Connections, and so the trash ought to be hauled off, they're actually lowering the occupation tax from 24 per ton to 18 per ton to kind of make up for the difference on it.
Good.
At least for now.
So. Good deal. Let's see. I think, I know there's some from the Department of Utilities. There's electric rates, gas rates, sewer rates, and water rates that'll all be considered. This is just first reading for all that, right?
Yeah. So the City Council a few years ago decided we're going to start looking at it every couple of years instead of waiting 5 or 6 years and then mm-hmm. putting a tremendous jump on it to maybe try to keep the pain low.
Right,
know.
Right.
So yeah, we'll be looking at all the rates.
I kind of dug into that, and it looked like there will be increases in electric, sewer, and water, but natural gas would stay about the same,
yeah.
right?
Yep, you're correct.
And that's something that, as I looked at it, comparing to other cities, we're kind of in middle of the pack in most of those,
we're
right?
We're still in the middle of the pack, but we want to manage it well. We don't want to be top of the pack.
No, for sure.
So there's, you hate to keep hearing it, but everything goes up.
Right.
You hate to keep hearing that, but it's just the reality of things.
Yeah.
But if we can do minimal and keep things functioning right, when you own your own utilities, that's the way it rolls. So,
yeah.
I think we'll be in good shape. So
good. Good deal. Yeah, we don't want any kind of for instance, when it's hot like this, we all know that
we don't want a power interruption.
Mr. Shanahan is stressed. That's for sure.
Yep, the Maalox bottles are flowing.
That's right. Well, appreciate it. And again, public comment, 6:30 tonight. Regular meeting begins at 7, and folks can be there in person if they want, or they can check it out on YouTube, right?
Absolutely, and don't forget to look online on our city website. If you can't make it, you want something on the and you want to look at the agenda, all the information is public.
So there's only about, I looked, 580 some pages
this
week.
That's all. Yeah.
Man, oh man, a lot to look at. But if you really want to find out information, that's the best place to go.
Yeah. And if you have any questions, you can call staff and hopefully get a good answer.
Or your city council person.
City council or me.
Yeah.
So,
all right, Dev, thank you. Appreciate it.
You bet.
That's Dev Sukram, mayor of the city of Fremont, with the latest information on tonight's city council meeting. Let's get into news this morning, presented by Deers Ford, a Nebraska family business since 1938, offering quality auto sales, service, parts, and body shop. Matter of fact, they just won 9 awards in Best of Fremont. DearsFord.com on the web.